Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. Hello, my loves. I have a special treat for you today. I would like to introduce to you Kevin Mbano, who recently retired from the U.S. Navy. During that time, he experienced a traumatic awakening, leading him to travel the world seeking knowledge to become a spiritual healer and teacher. The adversity that accompanied his military career was required because he was incarnated to accomplish a unique mission. Therefore, these experiences built independence, confidence, fortitude, and shaped him to overcome life's utmost challenges. Throughout his 24-year military career, he established a foundation of spirituality by studying yoga, Kabbalah, energy healing, tantra, metaphysics, and massage. Kevin, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So I would like to just get started by saying thank you for your service and happy retirement.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Could you just tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got here?
All right. Yeah, I can do that. I can definitely do that. So my name is Kevin Mbano, as Nikki said. And yeah, so I enlisted in the Navy in 1998. And I retired last year. And I enlisted as a corpsman. And that's like a medic. And I've always kind of wanted to help people. But I just never knew kind of how to do it. So I enlisted in the Navy and I went that route. But around 2009, 10-ish, so about, 12 years, maybe 13 years after I enlisted, I started suffering adrenal fatigue pretty badly, actually. And it got to the point where my brain just could not work. Like, I could not focus. I couldn't remember anything. I would wake up in the middle of the night just drenched in sweat, like head to toe. I had to change everything. I'd wake up 4 or 5 times a night to use the restroom. I was just in a lot of, being in the military and being in a high-paced environment, that can cause a lot of problems, just socially, professionally, And I try to seek advice from medical doctors, but I wasn't getting anywhere, So at the time I was in Singapore, so I decided to go on my own and figure out exactly what was wrong with me, what I needed to do, and just how to fix myself. So the good thing about being in Singapore is that there's quite a bit of spiritual options available. A lot of Chinese medicine doctors, Ayurvedic doctors, acupuncturists, tons of yoga. So one of the first things that I tried to do was go to the spiritual route. I tried the medical route a few times, just didn't work. Okay, so I went to the spiritual route. So I started studying yoga, like Hatha yoga specifically. And I visited several Buddhist temples, like a bunch of on a regular basis. And they give classes in meditation, breathing, whatever. And I just started just doing that. I visited some Chinese medicine doctors and I got some relief there. And I just started just started exploring. I started studying Reiki. Reiki was fantastic. Usui Reiki, then Kundalini Reiki, energy healing, pranic healing, whatever was out there in Singapore, I studied. The great thing about that country is that the mass transit is very good over there. So the train can get you throughout the entire country. So I just did that every day after work, on weekends. I just kept on going. And so I also started reading a lot. I read everything I could about yoga. And one of my favorite books was called The Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. So that book really focused me on my efforts, because before I was kind of wandering and experimenting and just kind of all over the place, not knowing what to do. But after I got that book, I was like, man, this is an amazing book. And then about 6 months after that, I traveled to Nevada and I was initiated into Kriya Yoga by the Ananda Church of Self-Realization. And I flew back to Singapore. But yeah, so in Singapore, I started practicing energy healing on myself, and I got some relief. I got some relief from my adrenal fatigue. It wasn't great, that's for sure. It didn't go from bad to great. It went from bad to not that bad, or it went from terrible to bad. Put it that way. That's probably a better way to say that. But I could function more competently in my work, but not nearly as good as I should be. So. And that really started my search. And because I got some success using the spiritual route, I felt that was my path in life, just in general. And I felt just the adrenal fatigue was just the way to get me onto the spiritual path, not necessarily to heal myself. I'm still kind of suffering from the adrenal fatigue, but my goal really in life is to be a spiritual person. So although I enlisted in 1998, it took me, about 14 years till I actually started my spiritual career. And the previous 14 years were just, I guess, I don't know, waiting time. It was like in purgatory. So, and and then I started my spiritual path around 2000, like 9 and 10-ish. And then after Singapore, which is fantastic. I learned so much there. I read so much. I had like a good base of information. And then from there, I went to Rhode Island. I was there temporarily just to do some training. But Rhode Island, Newport, Rhode Island is about 45 minutes away from Boston. And when I was in Rhode Island, I just kept on, again, researching how to get better because I was still suffering the symptoms. First of all, I could not sleep. Sleep is something that's a luxury for me. Even right now, it's extremely difficult for me to get good sleep. Almost never happens. I have to take a lot of pills and just all kinds of things just to get sleepy, to fall asleep. And so I'm always researching things. And one of the things I found out when I was in Newport, Rhode Island, was a place called the Modern Mystery School. So there were initially seven mystery schools. Still are seven mystery schools that were just. They're very old. The first mystery schools are seven, and they're just around today. And there was a man that was practicing and teaching some of those things in Boston. So while I was stationed in Newport, Rhode Island, I would travel to Boston every once in a while and take lessons and classes. And then about 6 months later, I went through an initiation program. And I was initiated into the Modern Mystery School, and very, very powerful institution. And I'm still part of that today, actually. I took some other classes with some other people in and around that area, but I was very grateful to meet the people from the Modern Mystery School. And yeah, and that really started my search, or that continued my search, and I've been searching ever since. After Rhode Island, I went to Japan. Japan is yeah, so Japan's another place in Asia that I was fortunate to live, and I really liked it there. And again, there, so the pace in Japan is very, very, very high in the Navy. It has the highest tempo, the highest work rate, the highest pressure. It's like you're a pressure cooker there. All the time, consistently, and that coupled with my adrenal fatigue, wasn't good, it wasn't terrible, it wasn't good, that created for some more problems for me. So I just kept on searching. While I was there, I met some fortunate people though from a place called the Spiritual Unfoldment Network. They helped me clear my chakras more, so I got more feeling in my energy body. I got more sensations. I was able to focus a bit more, actually. It helped me quite a bit, actually. And I took some lessons from them. I studied. They're all about attunements, spiritual attunements, and energy healing also, but in the form of spiritual attunements. So I took a lot of lessons from them. And after Japan, I went to San Diego. Yeah, so in the interim, right, from Japan to San Diego, had some time off there. So obviously in the military, you get 3 days a year of leave. And I tried to take mine in chunks. And so during that transition from Japan to San Diego, I went to a place called Delphi University. And yeah, that was amazing. I spent about a month there and learning a ton of stuff. You know, that was my first like deep, very, very deep and long spiritual training. I was there for a month, just like learning everything, channeling, meditation, metaphysics, healing, sound healing, crystal healing, just anything, everything out there. You know, there was so much that I could learn that I was inundated with information. Like this, and it wasn't just theoretical. It's very experiential. Like the meditations are so vivid, like lucid meditations. That's what you get to experience there. You know, you're imagining being alive and walking around and you know, interact during a meditation, you know. And I learned so much, experienced so much, and I still take classes with them. So I really loved it there. So then I went to San Diego after Delphi University, and I started studying more Reiki. I really like Reiki. It was one of my foundational tools that I used just to heal myself. Mm-hmm. So I started studying a thing called Reiki Tummo. It's a very unique form of Reiki, and I took several classes, and it really opened up the channels within my spiritual body, like the upper and lower channels. My Shishumna really opened that up, and I was so impressed with that organization. So the name of the organization is called the Natural Way of Living, and that they teach Reiki Tummo. So I took Reiki Tummo 1-3, and there's another course they gave us called Open Heart. Obviously it opens your heart, you know, so, but it's all like a meditative practice. Mm-hmm. And it's something I felt I really needed in my life, because I think I can be very analytical, you know, being in military, it's all brain, you know? So I think Open Heart really allows me to at least tap into my other facilities that I have to interact with life, not just my brain, you know? So that's something I felt that was needed in my life. I don't think I used my heart as much for interaction, for just to do things, you know, and so that really opened me up a lot. So after San Diego, I was in Iraq actually for about a year. I was assigned to the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. So while I was there, again, reading a lot about random things, you know. So I picked up a book called The Secret Teachings of All Ages by Manly P. Hall. It was recommended to me by one of my previous teachers, actually. So I went to Delphi a second time, and on that second time, one of my teachers recommended me that book, and I read it. Yeah, so I read that book, and one of the things in that book was they talk about Kabbalah. Kabbalah is an amazing, for whatever reason, it just stuck with me. It was just like it resonated a lot with me. It was like, wow, this is amazing. And I remember the Modern Mystery School actually teaches a Kabbalah course. So when I got back from Iraq, I enrolled in their Kabbalah course, and it was the single greatest thing spiritually maybe that I've ever done. Yeah, and I practice Kabbalah twice a day, every day, consistently, you know. So what it does for me, it gives me a level of protection and harmony that I have never been able to achieve in my life. So there are two sides to me. There's before Kabbalah and after Kabbalah. Massive difference. There's nothing that's even, can't we compare the two? They're not the same at all. Before Kabbalah, I was just all over the place, you know, and Kabbalah just really calmed me down and just kind of settled my environment around me. You know, I could be able to think, move, act. I can be much more involved in my life and outside without having just to putting out fires in my daily life. That's how it was for like from birth till 2018. or so, I was always like putting out fires. It's like my entire life was just chaotic. It was chaotic the entire time, you know. But after the Kabbalah course, I was just such a smoother living being. I could actually live and sort of just existing and just like moving around. And but even before the Kabbalah, I went back to Delphi University again because I was so impressed with the school. And I took a course called, I took a few courses, but one of the ones that's of note was called Yandi's Inner Light. Yandi's Inner Light is inner child healing course. And I felt it's something that is not inner child. The inner child is not brought up at all. Definitely not in the military, but even outside the military, it's not brought up. And I think it's such an important aspect of men, adult men and women, is their inner child.
Mm-hmm.
So the Jesuits say, if you give me the first 7 years of a boy and I can show you the man, just because something like that, because the first 7 years just determines in your entire life. You know, that's how important that is. And, you know, I think today, in today's society in America, we just don't give that inner child enough voice, enough presence, and enough just healing. You know, there's a lot of damage that happens in that in those first 7 years, which is so critical, you know. And that's why I felt that I needed to take that course. And I took that course and it really helped me quite a bit. So in San Diego, after I took my Kabbalah course, I still explored. I went, before that, I went to India a couple times just to see, for me, out of curiosity, really. I wanted to see what India held for me. There's a university there called, or institution called Oneness University. They've changed their name now. It's called AKAM, E-K-A-M. But there I studied Dikshas. And it's a lot of spirituality, the chakras, meditation. One of the things they discuss, one of their focuses is on raising your consciousness, experiencing different states of consciousness. And I did that. I spent a couple trips there, and it was fantastic, actually. And after I left that course, I could teach people how to give dikshas. That was one of the very enlightening experiences for me. I felt very very humbled being there. The temple there, Oneness University, is amazing. It's massive. First of all, it's easily the biggest temple I've ever been to. It looks gorgeous. You know, highly built, well built, purposely built, and just an amazing institution. And and I've just been traveling ever since. After San Diego, I tend to move every 2 years. Not necessarily because of the military, because I think for me, I just need to move around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
After every couple of years, I just get bored for whatever reason. No, San Diego's a nice place, but after 2 years, I was like, I just need to move. So after that, I moved to Bahrain. That's in the Middle East. For some of you who might not know where that is, right next to Saudi Arabia. And so every time I move somewhere, I learn something different. You know, every place gives me a different challenge, and I always look to spirituality to try and solve those problems. You know, instead of looking to like any other means to solve my problems, I always look to spirituality and I always try to find answers. So again, in Bahrain, I ran into some issues there, like social, chemical, environmental. I was uneasy with my environment, so I looked at spirituality. And one of the things I started searching was Tantra. I felt Tantra was a very unique method of spiritual development. In the West, Tantra has a certain connotation, but in the East, it's different, you know? So I read up a lot about it, and I felt that it was something I was going to explore, but maybe later on. While in Bahrain, I still did my Kabbalah classes. I went online. I started taking classes with an institution called Somananda Tantra School. They give online classes. There's a Hatha Yoga class they gave. I took that like six, seven months. There's also a class called Kashmir Shaivism. Very, very intense spiritual development technique, also out of the tantric school. And I also went back to Delphi University to study, and I took some courses with them in 2021. So 2021, I took the COVID vaccine, which really affected me, and I was pretty sick for a while, and I'm still actually pretty sick now from it. And again, I tried Western medicine for a little bit to see what they can do, you know. So I got a lot of pills, which is fine for a little bit, but it just doesn't solve my problems. So I tried to see what else I could do. So I've done a lot of work with the spirit, some stuff with the mind, but I noticed I haven't done any sort of body training at all. So 2021, I decided to do some body work training. Or at least I decided to look into it. And 2022, I took my first massage class, actually. I went to Spain for 1 month. There's an institution called the Alchemy of Touch. Alchemy of Touch Transformational Body Work Academy. Long name there. And out of Spain, I spent some time there studying massage and just body work and all kinds of modalities to heal the body, and it was very fantastic. It was an amazing course, and felt grateful. And so that was 2022 was when I was starting to leave the military. That was my last few months of the military. It's like a lot of leave, a lot of job hunting, house hunting. So I spent that time training really on what to do. So I took some massage courses. After I left the military, I went to Bali. I took a tantra massage course there. It's 1 month. It's called the Mystic Massage Practitioner Course. It's in Ubud in Bali, Indonesia. And a fantastic course. It was led by Ma Anand Sarita. They really learn the inner workings of like energy in the body, how to move it, where to move it, and how to use that to heal the body. One of the things about Tantra is that you can use energy from the body to heal the body. That's the key there. Using the body's energy to heal the body. So that was a very, very enlightening course for me. Probably one of the best courses I've ever taken. I would actually repeat that course. If I had the time and money, I'd probably repeat that course. That's how good it was. And what I like to see is the transformation I see in people after just 1 month. People who came in like grouchy and angry, of smiling, and just the vibration increased at least by two to three levels, and it was amazing what I saw. And I've just been studying ever since. One of the last courses I took that was pretty impactful was last year was it was called Tantric De-armoring. After my COVID vaccine, it was very hard for me to sleep. I've always had sleep issues, but the COVID vaccine made it much worse. So there was a course in the Czech Republic. It was like 9 days, and they taught you Tantric De-armoring. And after that course, I really got like a significant amount of relief from the COVID vaccine. It's like the vaccine like stressed my nervous system. So I was always like hyper. I was like super vigilant all the time though. So it really like relaxed me. So instead of taking like Benadryl every day to fall asleep, I could take like melatonin and fall asleep, you know. I wouldn't take anything to fall asleep. That's how it was at the time, you know. So I still have sleep issues, but it's not nearly as bad as it was. So that was like last September-ish or so. And then in March of this year, I flew to Estonia. I took a tantra massage teacher course by an organization called the Sobhananda Tantra School. And also very fantastic course. We learned the science of energy, science of tantra in the body. It's really a fascinating course. And again, you could see how energy can really heal the body. And whenever I get like a very, very good tantra massage, I don't need any medication to fall asleep. Like I'm out. My energy is like, I have a lot of energy in the day. Mm-hmm. I'm very relaxed at night, you know. So it was very therapeutic for me. Like I didn't need any medicine at all, you know. After the vaccine, I need medicine just to have my body function properly. But during like those kind of courses, I didn't need anything, you know. So, and yeah, and here we are. That was like 3 4 months ago. And I skipped a bunch of stuff, but those are some of the highlights. But yeah, so that's my entire journey till this point. I think the adrenal fatigue was kind of just a primer to get me on a spiritual path, because before then I didn't really know what spirituality was, or I didn't know what it was. But I think I was supposed to be on a spiritual path this life, but there was no, I didn't have an avenue to enter that, you know. I remember when I was like 19 years old, and I knew that there was something more to life. You know, I knew that there was more for me to do. You know, I had graduated from high school, I was working, and I just did not feel that me just working, going to school and living was what I was supposed to do for the rest of my life. I knew it was something out there. I just didn't know what it was. You know, it was only until like 14 years later, I had a medical issue, and then I realized, okay, this is that other thing that I was looking for, you know, but I didn't have the wherewithal, I didn't have the guidance to really push me onto this path, you know. And even right at the beginning, I didn't have a lot of guidance also. I just had to, there was a lot of trial and error actually on my part. A lot of error actually. A lot of error, more errors than trials almost, you know. It's like, because there's no book that guide that really tells you everything. You know, I mentioned those two books in my life that really helped me out, but in general, there was a lot of searching and just trying to figure things out on my own. And which maybe that's part of the path. Maybe me trying and failing is part of the whole process.
Well, but it's
And
how we learn.
and I did a lot of that, you know. So, but I think for me, it was just very frustrating, you know, because being in the military, everything's structured. There's a way to do everything,
Oh,
everything,
yeah.
you know. But like in spirituality, there's no one way. It's like you have to form your own path. And like I tried following other institutions, like dogmatically and singularly, but I just it didn't really hold my, no one institution can hold me in that, like in the entire framework for forever, you know. So I've had to branch out and do a lot of other things. So there was quite a bit of frustration in the very beginning. But nowadays, you know, fast forward, you know, 24 years after I joined, you know, I feel much, much calmer about my path, more focused about what I'm going to do. And a lot of frustrations, you know, gone now for me. So I'm retired, and I just, you know, do my practice, and I'm still going to retreats, learning also, obviously, reading. I read the Bible every day. I also read my current book is called The Course in Miracles. I'm just learning about everything. I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to do in this lifetime, and just move forward with myself.
And you're finding a wonderful way to bring all of your learning, everything that you've done, into one cohesive practice for yourself. And that's phenomenal.
So you know, my website is Mind Body Spirit Worker, and I think that's something it took me a while to learn that, but we're all mind, body, and spirit, you know. In the very beginning, I just focused on like spirit, you know, energy, trying to heal myself, and which is fine, but there's more to us than that, you know. There's the mind, and also there's the body, you know. There are a lot of things that have to be done with physical, like this physical manipulation. You know, just the spirit is not going to be able to do it, or the mind. You know, so you have to kind of put your hands on people. So that's why I study massage, and especially tantra massage, which is very powerful.
And that's one of your services that you offer, right?
I mean, I offer quite a bit, and so one of the things I do is the basic, a very good transformation, but comprehensive body work, you know. I learned that from the Alchemy of Touch, like I mentioned earlier. But it's a combination of like maybe 15 different massage modalities all into one technique. And it is fantastic. And I remember in class, you can really like put people into a good, relaxed state, like almost a meditative state. You know, so the massage modality itself, the giver and the receiver can be both in a meditative state if everything goes well, and it just produces amazing results. That's one thing. And then just the massage I learned from Bali, which is a fantastic. They teach you several different types of massage too. There's a Kashmiri massage, which is always from India, Kashmir area. There's a Tao massage, which is more Chinese, also very fantastic. And then there's the other types of massages we can get into later, but that's something that I do offer on my site.
Okay.
And there's also the mind section, right? There's something called Yandi's inner light, like I mentioned earlier. You know, that's inner child healing. I think that itself, I think, is almost basic to any type of work you do. You know, start there, because I think if the inner child has not been, only when the inner child is healed can the person be healed. Doesn't matter what else you do. If the inner child is hurt, you're gonna be hurt. I think that's such a basic part, I think, of our entire being, and as it should be, you know. So the inner child work is also a fantastic thing that I offer. There's also something called life activation. I learned this from the Healers Academy, from the Modern Mystery School. They teach a course called Healers Academy, and they learn how just to what that does, it puts people on their life track. You know, so for instance, some of the things that have happened after a life activation is if you were struggling to do something, you'll eventually get the courage and motivation and drive to do it. You know, whatever is like beneath, you know, buried underneath, like that book you've been wanting to write, that business you've been starting wanting to start, you know, or you want to enter college or something you wanted to do, that something you wanted to do for a long time, it'll help you to actually do that, you know. I've heard some very good stories of people really changing their life after life activation. And that can really put people on the right track. That's what it does, put you on the right track. It doesn't give you everything you need by any means, you know, but it puts you, it gets you focused in the right direction, and then gives you the option to move forward with your life, you know, because a lot of people are stagnant nowadays, you know. There's quite a bit of people lost. I feel more now than ever before. It's quite a bit of confusion, and I think a life activation really helps people, just focuses them and puts them on the right track. You know, so I think for me it was important that I offered a mind, body, and a spirit modality for everyone, just because I think everyone's in a different place in their life. You know, maybe the inner child is healed, but they have a lot of tension in your body. Well, you need to get that out with body work. Need to get it out. You know, if you have tension in your arm, it affects your entire body, your leg or whatever, you know. So I think that's why I think I felt it was important just to offer a comprehensive approach to people, you know, because I can remember the very beginning, I didn't have all those tools, and I just didn't understand that we were a mind body spirit conflict. I just didn't understand how it all worked, you know. So it's important for me just to add all those components to my practice.
So where do you practice out of?
Austin, Texas.
Okay. And all your sessions are in person?
Yeah, all my sessions are in person. I definitely can offer some counseling though, over the phone if you want that. I do have some counseling if that's something that people need. 'Cause I think even then, because counseling is also pretty good too, because people do need just some verbal advice. You know, I have lived a lot, and I've traveled a lot of places. I've done a ton of stuff, and some of the things you just might want to hear, you might need another ear, just to hear your problems, give you feedback, and just have someone just to talk with about your problems. You know, I can do some energy things over the phone, but really, just in person is where I do a lot of my work.
Okay. I know you mentioned earlier that, you were in your head a lot, the whole brain and logic mentality while you're serving in the military. One of your classes helped you get more in touch with your heart. That struck out to me because it seems to me that you were following your heart the entire time when you were searching. But I think, your whole path helped you break down the barriers that were between the brain and the heart, and now they're united, and that's awesome.
Yeah, I think for me though, I could definitely use more heart feeling, you know. I could use more. I like to do more with my heart than my head, you know. I think at the very beginning I was following my heart, but a lot of it was intuition. A lot of it was trial and error though. I was just trying a lot of things though, and I just happened to find that institution, you know. So I just want to, I want to be able to use my heart more and use that as like a beacon to find things, you know.
For anyone who's just starting out, where do you suggest that they get started just to be able to, hopefully find at least a smoother path?
Well, they can reach out to me and I can give them some advice, but I think the number one book I'll recommend is it's called Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. So, in the many years I've been doing this, I've read quite a bit of books, and but that's the one book I would recommend all new spiritual like aspirants to pick up, because really what it does, it gives you hope, motivation, and focuses the reader on progress. The author says that he imprints some of his life essence into the book. So when you read it, like you're almost like talking to him, you're feeling him as a person, you know? And it's, for me, it was a spiritual process in itself, just reading the book. I felt like energized. It's like it gives you the motivation to move forward, you know? That's the number one book. Because in the very beginning, for me, I was just wandering a lot, you know, and wandering, just kind of just lost, like in a huge oasis, you know, and that really focused me and gave me like a roadmap, you know, where to go and what to do. That's the number one book, and the number two book would be, it's called The Secret Teachings of All Ages by Manly P. Hall. And so now that book is like an encyclopedia. First of all, it's a fantastically written book. What it is like an encyclopedia of like all esoteric like teachings ever, like from shamanism to Kabbalah to Tantra, metaphysics, to everything's in there. So I guarantee there's something that you like. And plus it gives you all the so many options, what's available, you know, because without reading that book, I would have known about so many different things available. So those two books are my top two things I would do if I'm starting off for people.
Okay.
And I'll definitely try to also take some emotional therapy. So therapy really clears up the etheric body. One of the things I noticed is that my etheric body was very clogged, very dirty. You know, what's dirty because of emotions, negative emotions, traumas, dramas from the past. So emotional therapy really helps, you know, and start early, find a good therapist, good modality, just kind of stick with it. And see what you find out. You realize that you're lighter, you can hold more energy, more focus. And, I mean, without a lot of baggage, you know, people's lives change quite a bit.
Oh, definitely. And your life has changed dramatically and all for the better. Now, where would you say that you are now with your adrenal fatigue? Because I know you were like really, really terrible in the beginning, but now that you've come this far, how would you rate it?
I mean, I still have, so my adrenal fatigue was like a symptom of a different problem, actually. So although it was, that in itself was getting better, but it was a symptom of something else. So, I mean, it's better. It's not where it should be, but it's definitely better. But now that I'm retired, I'm under much less stress, so I don't really feel it as much, you know, but I'm still healing though. I'm still healing. I am seeing a therapist on a regular basis, and I am seeking out alternative healing modalities. And you know, earlier this year I went through like a 12-day detox program, and it was fantastic, you know. So the COVID vaccine did exacerbate quite a bit of my symptoms though, so I'm still kind of healing from that. So I still think I have to work through, but it's fine. But it's fine. I'm ambulatory. I can talk. I can still live my life. So I think I'm probably one of the lucky few, though. There have been some people who have been pretty damaged by it. So I feel fine. I feel fine.
And it's awesome that you actually saw progress. And improvement every time you tried something new and compounded or, excuse me, combined different techniques and modalities.
Maybe not every time, but definitely there were times where things just got better. that's just a testament. There's a lot of searching, a lot of research, and just trying new things. You know, obviously, things, just some things don't work, some do. You just kind of go with what works for me, and that's what I did. And I think things are getting better, and I feel very confident that it is. And I also feel very confident that in a few months I should be much better than I am now. I mean, every few months I'm getting better, so
that's awesome. I have
no worries. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your story and all the unique and wonderful experiences that you've had. Now,
yeah,
I'm definitely putting your website in the description, but can you go ahead and say it again?
It's called mindbodyspiritworker.com.
And is there anything else that you would like to put out to the listeners?
I think nowadays, I think it's a good idea to work on, everyone should work on themselves, I think. Raise their vibration, heal past traumas. I read a quote once said that the best gift you can give the world is the gift of your own transformation. And I think that's good. Everyone should just work on themselves and try to become a better version of themselves, you know, all the time.
I love that. Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved.